Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes. What is the name of this business?
Ma'am, we're actually a third-party call center. We assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
08053.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Kathleen Doyle.
All righty, and thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address, please?
215 Shady Lane in Marlton, New Jersey, 08053.
All righty, and thank you for that, ma'am. And it does seem I'm able to locate an account associated with you. It does seem that you recently paid the $7.95 shipping and handling to be able to receive a phone. Am I correct?
No. I did not, at 8:49 a.m., order a phone.
I'm sorry, it's a tablet. Please forgive me. Did you remember doing that? It was for a tablet. You paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a tablet. I am so sorry.
No.
Okay.
I was in bed at 8:49 this morning.
Okay, so you're saying you did not place this order. Could someone in the household have actually placed the order?
No.
All right.
Only one in the household.
All right. If you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, then what I can do is get you over to our fraud department and let them assist you from there. But I do want to inform you that we do take fraud very seriously, and we will work with our local authorities to prosecute anyone who has made this charge without your knowledge. So you're saying you did not make it and no one in the household could have had access.
It says there was an ATM fee withdrawal. I wasn't at an ATM at 8:49. And this is in Nevada.
It's a $7.95?
No.
Okay. The charge that I am seeing that was actually charged to you was a charge of $7.95 for the shipping and handling of a tablet.
No, and then what I have here is I got charged 25 cents for an ATM withdrawal fee.
I don't know anything about that. The only thing that shows to me is a charge of $7.95 for the tablet.
But I'm looking at the account with this card that's showing me that transaction happened at 8:49, and it's the same company, Mega Exceptional Hardware.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see when they first made the first transaction of $7.95, it was declined, and when they ran it again, it was actually approved.
Yeah, see, something's gone on there.
Yes, ma'am.
So, connect me over to your fraud department.
Okay, give me 1 second, and I'll handle that for you, okay?
Yep.
All righty.
Oh, it's my, my CSL plasma card.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Were you speaking to me?
No, but my husband asked me something.
Okay, just 1 second, please. Okay, ma'am. I'm getting ready to build send you over to our fraud department. I do
Okay.
thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, and let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
All right.
All righty.